We take you now to a neighborhood hardware store.
Very good, sir. Let's see here. Here's a garden rake, brand new garden hose, and 50,000 feet moss.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to do business with you.
Yes, sir. $42.15.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Can I help you, please?
Yes, I would like to buy the biggest sledgehammer that you have, please.
Well, we have a 20-pound sledgehammer.
Anything bigger than that?
No, I think it's the biggest one we have. Excuse me, I'll get it off the wall.
I'll
over
take
here.
It, yes.
Here it is.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's wonderful.
That'll be $12.40, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's kind of a big sledgehammer. You have your work all cut out for you, don't you? Going to put the fences in or something?
No, nothing like that. I have something better in mind.
What are you going to do with it, sir?
I'm going to take the radio in my house, and I'm going to smash it with this sledgehammer because my wife, she insists on listening to the Joy Boys program, and it's driving me out of my mind.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys show again. This is Thursday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
This is Wednesday evening. Willard Scott here.
You're a day behind, aren't you?
I always am.
I see, yes.
Wonderful show lined up for you, ladies and gentlemen, this evening. Of course, we have our stellar cast here. Bobby Shetton on sound effects. Arthur Page behind the console.
Oh, boy, when are they going to let me out of here?
And George Bringen on the couch. He's been sleeping, pardon me, all during lunch. Coming up on our program, the ever-lovable Miss Janitor will step out of her glass booth here at Radio Central.
Mm-hmm.
The Sodbuster will ride out of Northwest.
Good.
One of the last trolley cars out of Glen Echo Park. And, of course, one of the exclusive features of our program, we are going to take you to WWVO, our sister station in Seagram's, West Virginia, and a real live, actual, honest-to-goodness, hoedown hillbilly pickup.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think the girls are going to enjoy it.
Worth laughing about, I think. Sure.
Hey, we have an award.
Good, 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 good.
The Piedmont Pickle Packers Association have just voted this program the biggest dilly in radio.
How about
no sale. Music in the afternoon, evening like this, and that's for my good friend Eddie Walker, Joe Fingers Carr, and the orchestra, along with Pee Wee Hunt, and a little thing called Barney Goo-Goo with the Goo-Goo Googly Eyes. Springtime weather, skies of blue. Here comes the girl with a hole in her shoe. Stepping out of her glass booth here at Radio Central.
Whoop.
Oh. Miss Janitor, you tripped right over the microphone cable.
They keep a messy studio here, don't they?
And that was for our newsroom.
Oh, dear.
Microphone, and you practically disrupted the whole news department.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me help you out.
Thank you. I was hoping you would. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Washington's own Will-o'-the-Wisp weather girl with a smile on her face and her earrings dangling. Miss Janitor.
Harry's choice. Sally's best.
What?
Two for the money. Chin whiskers.
Why?
Mac the knife.
What?
Three to get ready.
What?
Two to show.
Excuse me, Miss Janitor. I don't want to wreck your little game here, but would you like to let the rest of our audience in on what you're doing?
Certainly. These are the starting horses at Hialeah today.
Well, I mean, is this... have you cleared this with the program director?
No.
You know, things are tough enough as it is.
Well, I just...
You can go to jail for this kind of thing.
I've got a good card all picked out here, and I thought I might pass it along.
Well,
spring, you know.
Yeah,
everybody's
the spirit is
sporting.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess if you feel it's all right. You think you'll ever give any temperature?
No.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That's the Lone Ranger and his all Mask House Boys, and it's featuring Tonto on drums and Kimo Sabe on the flute. Little thing there called Southland Shuffle. Would like to remind you, all of you listening right now, who like to drive or who enjoy the thrill of driving a brand new 1961 model car, you will love the beautiful new Rambler for 1961. Not only are they here, but they're wonderful and so beautiful to behold. The new compact Ramblers for 1961. The new styling, new comfort, and there's so many exciting things about it that really I don't know where to. I get so. See them right now at your Rambler dealers. They're beautiful. I mean, the whole thing is. Out of Northwest on Mikasa Boulevard come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust and a hearty high host slobber, the Sodbuster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice, the more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, beast-eating son of the sod. It's the Sodbuster. A true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him, little children respected him. Women loved him. Ah, yes, a true gentleman of the West.
Excuse me, ma'am.
U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, the Sod Buster. As he lived it, as he wrote it. This is the story of the old West. Sodbuster. U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard and his sidekick, Chester Drawer.
Come here, Chester.
Yes, Mr. Dillard. Kick me right in the side, Marshal.
In and around the territory of Tacoma Park, around the circumferential highways you designed, rode the Sodbuster and his marshal pal, U.S. sidekick, Charlie Dillon. As our story opens, we find the Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and his sidekick, Chester Drawers, inside the marshal's office. Apparently, the marshal's put out with Chester about something, as we hear him say.
Chester, I'm put out with you about something.
Sir, Mr. Dillard.
As you hear me say, that this office hasn't been cleaned up in weeks.
Well, sir, Lordy, Marshal, I've been so busy getting the new fences fixed up down at the place.
Speak up, Chester. I can't hear you.
I say I've been getting the fences fixed up down at the place. Dadgummit, Marshal, why do you always pick on me?
Well, I wish you'd fix this office up now and get some of that trash out of here, would you?
All righty, Marshal. I'll just pick up all this stuff here and I'll throw it right out this old broken window here in the office.
Chester.
It takes care of the office, Marshal. Just as clean.
Chester.
Marshal, Marshal, Marshal.
Now, you know it looks terrible for an office of the law to have a broken window.
Well,
besides that, throwing all that trash right outside the office. Now, what kind of a thing is that to do?
I know, Marshal, but the window's been busted ever since them hoodlums came in here and tried to shoot their way out.
That's the whole problem, Chester. You don't do your work around here. Now, why don't you put a new pane of glass in that window? I'm sick and tired of having to...
I'll go get the putty, Marshal.
All right. All right, now put that glass in there, will you?
All right, Marshal. I'll get my putty knife out here, and I'll just smear a little bit of putty on the glass. Putty, what do you do?
Just put the glass in. Never mind the singing.
No, I'll just fit the glass right in the panel here. There she is, Marshal. Just as good as me.
Now, that's more like it. Now, if you just get the rest of that trash out of here, we'll have a presentable office. You still got some more paper.
Pick up these two old things over here, and I'll just... Oh, Marshal.
You forgot that you put the glass in, Chester.
I'm a victim of habit, like Parlov's dog there.
Chester... As long as we're getting rid of junk in the office, come here.
Marshal, put me on!
The Sodbuster is written by Moby Dick, produced by the NBC News Department on the weekend, directed by Horace Opera. The entire production is supervised for NBC Radio by Billy the Kid. This has been a Saddle Sore production.
Oh.
We don't have enough time at the end of the show to say goodbye. I'd like to say goodbye right here. Our production engineer is figuring out the time.
Now, friends and neighbors, from the country music capital of the USA, WWVO in Seagram's, West Virginia, it's time for the Thursday night country music frolic. We're going to be picking and singing from now till 2 a.m. this morning. So why don't you join us, friends and neighbors?
Howdy, Sugar Buggers. Awful good to see you again. Just so proud to be here from WWVO in Seagram's, West Virginia.
Ah!
Presenting the old country music festival there.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to have some country music coming up for you in just a minute. What's the matter there, Horace?
I think I swallowed my guitar pick.
Hey, let me hit you on the back there.
Yeah, it is.
Now then, here's my friend Horace to tell you all about the first sponsor on this evening's show.
Oh, Lordy, thank you so much, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, the first part of this program is brought to you by Uncle Sipe's Corn Remover.
Now, just a minute now. You know what a corn remover is, don't you?
What's that?
It's one of them infernal revenue men that takes you all the corn, you know.
Oh, get on out of here with your nonsense. Folks, Uncle Sipe's Corn Remover comes to you complete in a kit for only $2.98, along with a handy instruction book and a razor blade.
What? That's not going to get rid of the corn.
Well, you cut off your whole toe and it'll take care of the whole thing.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, sirree. Now, you send that in to WWVO, Seagram's, West Virginia, just $2.98. And while you're sending, be sure to get our next sponsor's product, too.
We'll have some more country music for you in just a moment. Friends, we have an amazing new product called Jungle Rot, and this is a wonderful thing discovered during the last big war in the British Guianas.
I think you mean Guiana is there, don't you?
Oh, Guiana,
yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It was discovered by a little old southern soldier boy who found it out there in the jungle. It's a wonderful thing used to clean up tree stumps around your house. How many times have you had
that's
that?
That's right. Now, friends, if you got unsightly tree stumps in your backyard and you want to get your yard just as slick as a whistle, you send $3.98 to Jungle Rot, WWVO, in Seagram's, West Virginia.
Be the first in your neighborhood, friends and neighbors, with little ones, all the young'uns hanging around, nothing to do but go down to the drugstore and hang around, soup up them hot rocks. Teach them how to dip snuff early in life. Wonderful Possum Ridge Snuff Jr., right?
That's right. You just send $4.98 to Snuff, WWVO, Seagram's, West Virginia. Now then, we ought to find out what our boys are doing this week here.
We got one more sponsor just before we get to the music.
All right, well, let's go then here.
New thing, ladies and gentlemen, just out on the market called Bull Energy, and it's a wonderful product.
Friends, is your bull sluggish? Does he just sit around and smell the flowers all day long? If that's the case, then you ought to buy some of our Bull Energy, guaranteed to have the friskiest bull in the neighborhood. Just send us $6.98 to Bull, WWVO, Seagram's, West Virginia.
Put a little fun in your life. Try Bull Energy. Now, folks, I guess you want to tell the fellas and gals out there about our Bull Run Mountain Boys.
Well, the Bull Run Mountain Boys are on an extended tour, you know. Now, next week, they're going to be appearing in East Orange, New Jersey at the Armory on Monday night. Tuesday night, they're going to be in West Orange, New Jersey at the Coliseum. Wednesday night, they're going to be in Ontario, Canada. And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they're going to be up in doing a benefit at Carnegie Hall in New York.
Wait a minute. How'd they get to Carnegie Hall?
Haven't you heard? They went out and got themselves agents.
Oh! Don't forget the Bull Run Mountain Boys, LaRue Firehouse in LaRue, Virginia, Big Ben's Barn in Lizard Lake, North Carolina, Sunday afternoon Buzzards, The Gap, and Big Old Big Ben Buzzard, Georgia.
That's all for now, friends. We'll have some more country music next week. Bye now!
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
So, good people, that just about does it for this day. Thank you all very much for listening for Thursday. We hope we'll be back with you again tomorrow, same time, same station. All we need is you. Don't forget, this program is heard by our armed forces overseas, all the men and women who serve Uncle Sam from coast to coast and border to border. Good night, everybody.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The Mercury drops down tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Wow.
Now till Christmas, Jelliff's F Street, Bethesda, and Connecticut Avenue stores open Thursday, Friday, and Monday evenings. Jelliff's Falls Church, Shirlington, and Silver Spring stores open every evening except Saturday till Christmas. Next, News of the World on NBC. WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 7:30 Eastern Standard Time.
In every Longines watch, whether for a lady or a gentleman, greater accuracy is inbuilt through faultless design, perfect workmanship, and the accumulated experience of almost 100 years devoted to the single problem of making ever better Longines watches. And remember, if you pay $71.50 or more for a watch, you're paying the price of a Longines, the finest. So insist on getting a Longines, the world's most honored watch. Premier product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company.
Now here again, Robert McCormick.
That Communist Manifesto, a report from Robin McNeil in London.
The Communist World tonight unveiled a long-awaited full statement on the three-week Communist Summit in Moscow. It accuses the U.S. of being the main force of aggression in the world and also reveals the extent of Moscow's ideological victory, on the surface at least, over Peking. The statement, altogether 20,000 words long, was disclosed in tomorrow's edition of the British Communist paper, The Daily Worker. On the inevitability of war, the chief issue in the dispute between China and Russia, Mr. Khrushchev's thesis that war is no longer inevitable is strongly supported in the statement said to have been adopted by all 81 communist delegations. The statement goes on to pledge all communist parties to devote all their strength and energy to delivering mankind from a new war. Robin McNeil, NBC News, London.
The administration today heroically stuck another small finger into the dike through which we are losing some $4 billion a year in gold reserves. A good bit of American foreign aid money is used by other countries to buy goods they need, but today the State Department said none of our money could be used for the purchase of commodities from 19 countries. Instead, these goods must be bought from this country, which means they'll cost at least 25% more because of our higher prices, which will mean foreign aid funds must be increased by perhaps $100 million a year, or in rare cases, the goods can be bought from countries not on the 19-nation verboten list. But for a variety of reasons, the move will not reduce our gold loss by the full $400 million now spent in those 19 countries. It may cut the gold loss by less than half of that, or $200 million a year. One of the 19 countries, by the way, is Monaco, but nobody's quite sure why, unless somebody purchases gambling chips from Monte Carlo. Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
No sleep again. Coughed all night.
You can stop nagging coughs with new Vicks Formula 44 cough mixture. Contains the new cough-stopping discovery, Silentium, the cough silencer. Formula 44 cough mixture works in the cough control center where coughs really start. Calms your cough control. Stops nagging coughs safely, surely. Lets you sleep. Get new Vicks Formula 44 cough mixture. Sleep tonight.
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by new Vicks Formula 44 cough mixture. Stops nagging coughs of colds without narcotic codeine. Lets you sleep. This is NBC.
Well, when you start hearing those Christmas carols, you know that Christmas Day can't be far away. Hi, this is Ed Walker, and I'd like to say a word or two about our WRC Dollhouse, which is open for business again. This being the 25th season for the Dollhouse, we have a new location. We're right now in front of the WRC building here at 4001 Nebraska Avenue Northwest at our Christmas Circle. But our purpose is the same, collecting dolls and toys for the underprivileged girls and boys in the Washington area. Now then, if you're driving by the community here, we'd like for you to stop by and see our WRC Dollhouse. We think you're going to enjoy it. And while you're here, leave a doll or a toy for some needy youngster that might not have much of a Christmas if it weren't for you good people. Also, if you can't get by our dollhouse, send your cash donations to the WRC Dollhouse, and they'll be much appreciated. Help make it a Merry Christmas for everybody.
WRC, WRC, FM, Washington.
Okay, Harry, remember, you guys open next Monday night in Vegas. Be sure you're there on time, and I'll be in touch with you. Okay, thanks a lot, baby. Bye-bye. Miss Jones, would you send in the train seal act, please?
Very good, sir. Just a moment, please.
Thank you very much. Oh, boy, what a business to be in, I'm telling you.
Hello, hey, Bobby. How are you? Glad to see you again.
Oh, Harry, now listen, I understand you got this train. Where's your seal?
Well, that's what I came here to tell you about. I'm awfully sorry about the appointment being scheduled at 7 o'clock like this.
Listen, I'm a busy man. I got a lot of bookings here. I can book this seal into the Hippodrome in Philadelphia next week.
Now, I'm terribly sorry, but Bartholomew, you see, is very fond of the Joy Boys show, and he's out in the lobby listening to his transistor, and he won't come in.
I don't believe it. A seal listening? I got to see that.
Go on, I'll show you.
I want to see this. Over the...
I never could tell what he saw in that show myself. But...
we are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Hey, it's time for the Joy Boys for Monday night here. This is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott over here. Oh, get him out of here. The agency sent us the wrong seal anyway. We thought that was the seal of good housekeeping approval. Fine. But actually, he's the seal from the...
Hope everyone had a very pleasant weekend. You look dashing today, Willard.
I feel dashing today, Willard. I feel very good. Bobby Shenton's over there. Happy, ready for the
Anything
week.
Anything at all I
no,
can get you?
You're too humble, Noah. Get mean.
Humble,
you
Noah.
Don't fit in around here.
Well, I'm not that type of a guy.
We like mean people around here.
All right, I'll work on
and
it.
And Arthur Page is over there.
I don't feel good.
That's not our problem. And there's Arthur Simic.
Look at the birdie, boys. Got a good shot there.
Hey, thank you very much.
Got a good wreck last night.
Flash Bulb Simic. And coming up on our program today, we are going to have Sammy Skin, our staff drummer, who will be along to beat out a melody or two for us.
Good.
Arthur Codfish will be telling children's stories.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Not telling children's stories, but telling children's stories.
Uh-huh.
And Archibald McThroat will read.
Hey, he's a new feature, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's going to do some recitation work
for us.
He's got an orchestra, and it's a big show.
Well, we've got a high budget this week, aren't we?
Well, he pays for the whole thing.
Oh.
It's sort of a philanthropic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have an award?
Yes. Yes, I think we do have an award here. The streetcar drivers of the nation's capital have voted this the program they'd most like to see transferred.
Play something.
I don't have that one.
Just play the record.
That's called Two Guitars, done for you by Cy Zentner and the orchestra here on the Joy Boys Show.
Live entertainment from WRC, and that means, of course, this Monday night, it's time for the beautiful music of Sammy Skin, his drums, his cymbals, and his maracas. Opening the door and coming in the studio, is our WRC staff drummer, Sammy Skin. Music you love to touch there. Wonderful. Take it easy, fellas. Hey, look up with the cymbal. Oh, now look. Be careful setting up with the cymbal there. Really. These guys are... Oh, for heaven's sake. Sammy, are you all set up?
I was, but... I've got a bit of a throat here this evening.
You sure do. Here's your script, Sammy.
Oh,
you know, like
yeah.
You do it on those old schmaltzy
sure.
shows. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Willard. It's a pleasure to be here. And I have a wonderful song this evening that's, I guess you'd call it a country and western tune, sort of. It was a big hit by Patti Page about 10 years ago. Maybe you'll remember it.
Her lawyer sent a little note along today to the studio, so I'd do it as best I could.
Oh, well,
I think they're listening.
I always do a nice job on it. Does everybody like to waltz around? We're going to sing the very touching ballad,
the Tennessee Waltz. Let me just get set up over here.
Sammy Skin, ladies and gentlemen, our WRC staff drummer. Sammy playing the drums and singing along with himself. And the beautiful Patty Page favorite, Tennessee Waltz.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. One, two. I was dancing with my lover to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to meet. Two, three, one, two. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz, and I know just how much I have lost. Two, three, one, two. I will always remember the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. How about that? Now I'll do a little waltz. Kind of a tearjerker, isn't it? Oop, my shoes are... I got great soles, and they're kind of squeaky, as you can tell. I'm going to do a first on radio. I'm going to waltz my drums right out of the studio. Watch this. I'm leaving. Here we go.
That was Sammy Skin, our staff drummer, and the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. That's our own Washington girlfriend, Joyce Carr, there.
And she's very nice.
Who's got the last laugh now?
And now, Phony, the greatest name in home permanence, brings you Author Codfish Time. And here he is, Author, the old skinhead codfish.
Let me sit down here before I get myself all...
Pull the chair up to the microphone.
Oops. And good morning to you, Meatball.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be with you again, Arthur.
Got your lovely double-breasted seersucker suit on today. Your blue-serge seersucker suit.
For the fall season, Arthur.
Golly, it's nice. I see you have a leaf in your hair. Let me remove it. Got the leaf right off your hair there.
A table leaf, Arthur.
Kelly, it's been such a lovely day.
Yes.
The autumn leaves are so beautiful.
Yes, they are, Arthur. Yes, indeed they are, Arthur.
Whom is our sponsor, Meatball?
We have a new sponsor today, Arthur. Phony, the greatest name in home permanence. The question is, girls, can you tell a phony from an ordinary permanent? That's our slogan. We have a demonstration, Arthur.
Have you brought those two lovely little twins in so we can see which one has the phony and
no,
which one
Arthur,
has the other?
I don't have that high a budget, so we have one girl with two heads.
Well, that's certainly using the old
one.
Go get the young ladies. These girls do wonderful shows here, and I'm sure we can tell which girl has the phony.
How are you?
Hello, my dear.
Yes.
How do you do?
Oh, you're a cute one.
Would your other head quit looking at me like that, please?
Excuse me.
That's right. Now, Meatball, let's see the... Get the television cameras real close up there.
Right. Now,
look at this curl here. Let me just put my... There we...
Ooh,
look at the spring in that curl.
Arthur, that's not the phony permanent. That head is bald.
I notice it's one curl on top and the rest of it's nothing but skin.
That's right.
And she's not the phony girl.
Well, the other head is, yes.
Oh, you're the girl, but the other head is the phony head?
Yes.
Wonderful. You look beautiful, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by.
I can get
another, please, man. Another wonderful kiss.
Thank you.
Now I would like to... Goodbye, my dear. Time now for our fairy tale for the evening, if you'd like to introduce me.
Now, boys and girls, gather around the sets now, because Uncle Arthur is going to tell you a bedtime story. And here he is, Arthur, and what's your story for this evening?
Tonight's the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Oh, that should be one.
Max, Yogi, and...
Buddy.
Buddy, yes.
Hello, boo-boo.
Yogi Bear there. These three bears went out for a tramp in the woods, and while they were gone, this pretty little girl came by the house. And she sat down in Papa's chair, and she ate Papa's soup, and it was all too big and too hot. Mama's soup was too cold, and her chair was too soft. But baby's chair was just right, and so she went to sleep and slept happily ever after.
What you forgot to mention, Arthur, was that she had a phony home permanence.
I didn't mention that at all. No, I had no intention of mentioning it.
Goldilocks, it's a beautiful pie.
That's not in the story, though.
He told me to make sure that we...
Give me my ukulele, meatball. I'll do this one solo.
No, you, tonight.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail in the lonesome pine, in the pale moonlight of Virginia...
Irresistible always, and in all ways irresistible. Wise potato chips are the party food that every guest is sure to be tempted by. Old friends and strangers as well find Wise potato chips just too good to resist. So crisp and golden, they make the party time popularity all around. The fresh, full flavor of Wise potato chips goes perfectly with all party beverages and with all other party foods. They're the finest potato chips made. So if you're planning a party, or if you have friends who just might drop in, you'll want to have plenty of Wise potato chips on hand. Just be sure the brand you have is Wise, because Wise potato chips are... irresistible always. And in all ways, irresistible.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Oliver Wendell, the greatest name in Holmes, brings you Archibald McThroat with memoirs from his dusty old manuscripts. Before we introduce Mr. McThroat, just a reminder that when you're taking your Sunday drive, why not drive to the new development of Oliver Wendell Holmes, the greatest name in prefabs. Remember the name, Oliver Wendell, the greatest name in Holmes. And now Archibald McThroat with his memoirs for this evening, I Still Love You.
How can I forget what we thought was just a harmless flirtation? That quick moment when a glance made the sky seem like a million suns were shining.
You want a cup of coffee?
What, that over-the-shoulder look?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That little hesitation.
Call for me on the phone, ask him.
That comes before a glimpse of madness.
Shh, Tommy.
In less than a heartbeat, we were holding hands.
Hello,
and in less time than that,
yeah, steady on
you, it was love.
Bring us 4 cups of coffee down here, please.
I've been in love before.
Now, we don't have no crackers.
And like any other sentimental guy.
Okay, thanks, Bert.
I was in love with you. She hasn't been.
Bobby.
But when you came along, everything stood still.
Wait till he gets here.
There was no one could have told me that this wasn't love.
Hi, Bert.
And as time went by,
here.
There was something I overlooked.
She was sweet. Shh,
give me the coffee.
I love you.
Here, give me the money. 30 cents.
I must give you credit for
that. Thanks. Thanks.
You played your part.
Right. I'm working. Excuse me.
And you made me the greatest fall guy since Adam. You used every trick in the book.
An apple.
And a few new ones you dreamed up
by your apple.
Just so you can. All rolled up into one little game played with a heart.
Hey,
Kessler. Hello, studio.
Yes.
I have to tell you all these things because
they're back
deep inside me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye.
The only thing left for me to say is that...
Have you got a copy for the commercials?
No, not you.
Uh-oh. You better get it.
And I guess...
Always bring back. Bring back.
What did you?
He caught your pants on the doorknob.
Here's the closing.
Join us again next week when once more we present Archibald McThroat, brought to you by Oliver Wendell, the greatest name in homes. Good night.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Joy Boys in living stereophonic sound coming your way. Please put your woofer about a half a yard from your tweeter and stand by for this.
Woo!
Thank you. Charlie Woofer and Mabel Tweeter, the birds and the dogs.
Fellas,
can we pump it up over there, fellas? Just
finally,
a
right,
thank you. Let's
take
bit. Them to the top again, all right, fellas?
Again.
One, two,
go.
Ready, go.
Boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
That's the Joy Boys for Monday evening. Till tomorrow, then, this is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here, thanking our battery of engineers again. Good old Arthur Page.
He was sick.
That's not a personal comment. He really is sick. And Bobby Shenton, Noah Breckbell.
Thank you.
Arthur Simic.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Dayton, listen to the show. That's what I figured.
This is Charlie Stafford. I say,
oh. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
NBC introduces a new announcer next.
Smell my cigarette. Tastes good. Like a cigarette. Good.
Now till Christmas, Jell-Is F Street, Bethesda, and Connecticut Avenue stores open Thursday, Friday, and Monday evenings. Jell-Is Falls Church, Hurlington, and Silver Spring stores open every evening except Saturday till Christmas. WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. They're here, the wonderful new compact Ramblers for 1961. New styling, new comfort, and engineering features. See them all now at your Rambler dealers. At the tone, the time will be 7:30.
Oh, Charles, I'm so glad you could come over this afternoon and we could cuddle up on the couch and be alone. It's so wonderful. Would you like to drink a champagne from my slipper?
Darling, I'm a light drinker. I do not think I could take so much.
Charles.
Hey, that's pretty cute.
Brother, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to watch.
Oh, brother, get out of here.
Okay, I'll go upstairs and listen to the Scott and Walker show, but it'll cost you money.
Give him some money, Charles.
All right, my boy. Here is 50 cents.
50 cents?
Yes.
I need 50 bucks.
What for?
I don't have a radio.
Charles.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Dear, okay. Oh, yeah, honey, we're on the air right now. I realize that. Thank you very much, darling. Sweetheart, believe me. I know, honey. Yes. Okay. Bye. Bye, poops. Talking to the program director, certainly are awfully glad to see you again out there in Radio Land. It's Tuesday night again, and wonderful to be with you all. My wonderful partner, beloved Eddie Walker of Stage and Screen, is at Radio Bedside now. He's digging the show at home. But Monday, a week from yesterday... Yeah, Monday, a week from yesterday, he'll be back with you again. So we'll be welcoming him then. Coming up on our program today, we have a very exciting visit with a sod buster. We also have our hunting and fishing expert, Kennedy Lump Lump, who will do an interview with us about calling some kind of an animal. And finally, we will have an interview with a supermarket attendant for a new supermarket. By the way, we do have an award. I am proud to announce that the Wildlife Conservation Commission has just voted this program the biggest lame duck in radio. Incidentally, we do have some music on this program, and it follows thusly like this. Cue the engineer. When you wake up... You...
as Paul West and the orchestra and Give Me the Simple Life.
Out of Northwest on the Gothic Boulevard, from the thundering hoof beats the great horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-ho slobber, the Sodbuster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice. A more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, peach-eating son of the sod. It's the Sodbuster. A true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him. Little children respected him. Women loved him. A true gentleman of the old West.
Cue the woman to scream. Excuse me, ma'am. Sorry.
The Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Meth Dillard, and Pipe Smoke. Smoke, the story of U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard and his fight for law and order. Featuring U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard and his sidekick, Chester Troy.
Come here, Chester.
Yes, Mr. Dillard, I just... Marshal, you kicked me right in the side. I don't know.
In and around the territory of Hyattsville, first one was in, wrote the Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and his producer. They were talking at the show. We find Chester in the marshal's office by himself and apparently plagued by an old problem that's been plaguing man for years.
Oh, boys, I sure got me a humdinger of a cold. I don't know.
Chester!
Marshal!
Yes,
Marshal Dillard!
Listen, Chester, I want
don't
to...
Don't tell me... Marshal, get away, Marshal.
Wait, Chester, this is my office, Chester.
Marshal, I got me a powerful bad cold. I wouldn't get too...
Chester, don't be silly. I'm a busy man. I got things to do. I can't... Don't sneeze on me, Chester. Just because you got a cold, I can't stop working in the...
Marshal, you blew all them wanted posters off the wall and knocked over your... percolator.
Yes, I got the cold from you, didn't I, Chester?
I told you not to come.
Hello, Matt. Hello, Kitty.
Kitty. Don't miss Kitty, please.
Stay back there, Miss Kitty.
Miss Kitty,
what's
don't
the matter
come
in there?
We got a cold that's powerful bad, Miss
Kitty. But don't be silly. I've been around
don't
cold.
Don't change your voice, Miss Kitty.
I've been around
strong
colds before, Chester. Hey.
Miss Kitty, really? Look at... Oh, you dropped your earring in the waste bucket over there, Miss Kitty.
Well, this cold is really catching,
wait
Chester.
Wait a minute. You blew the marshal's tie off, too. Here.
Chester, it's all your fault. You got to do something about that cold.
Here comes Doc Hollatoo there. Maybe he'll help me out there.
Chester?
Yeah, Marshal, I got me a little... Cue the sound effects, man. I forgot to take my medicine. Paid $42 for that record. Now I ain't gonna waste it on this.
Chester, you taking that medicine?
Yes, I'm taking
that's
that.
It's a waste of money, boy.
What do you mean,
Marshal? That's not going to... I'm the doctor. What's the matter with you? That's not going to cure your cold.
Cheapskates, get some light in here. I can't even see the actors.
I come down here to find out what's the matter with you.
I got a cold, Marshal.
I'm the doc, I told you.
Doc, give me a shot of penicillin.
Come here, Chester. Hold out your arm now. You ready?
Ready. Oh! I ask you for a shot of penicillin, Doc.
Can't give you that, Chester. They ain't invented it yet.
Oh, well, why did you have to shoot me with your gun for right in the elbow?
Chester, you could have been standing. Just be thankful for small favors.
That's a subtle punchline.
Remember now, I'm the doc, and I'm the marshal.
I'm the announcer, and I can't talk. And so the discovery of electricity was brought about by a nagging wife. Another great moment in his
last night's show.
Oh, the Sodbuster is written for radio by Moby Dick. Produced by the NBC Newsroom on the weekend. Directed by Horace Hoffa. The entire production is supervised for NBC by Billy the Kid. This is Better Saddle Tour for Dr. Moon.
Oh, boy, am I sorry.
And the time at WRC Radio.
19 minutes after 7.
A small respite in the Joy Boys program for this evening to remind you that they're here. the wonderful new compact Ramblers for 1961. New styling, new comfort, and engineering features. Why don't you see them right now at your Rambler dealer? Excuse me. Owl Oil, the greatest name in gun cleaning oil, brings you The Adventures with Kennedy Lump Lump, our WRC hunting and fishing expert. Remember Owl Oil, for people who don't give a hoot. Clean your gun, Rudy's Toot Toot. Hear what Mr. C.B. Claude of Alexandria, Virginia has to say about Owl Oil.
Well, sir, I've been using Owl Oil on my rifles and guns for the last 25 years, and I've yet to hit anything. Well, just last week, the gun fell apart and hit me right in the kneecap.
Remember, if you want to clean your gun the low-budget way, use Owl Oil, pioneered and developed by RCA. Now, let us join Mr. Kennedy Lumpluff, our hunting and fishing expert, with today's lesson on hunting.
Good evening, sport fans and all those who love the outdoors and the crisp green rocks and the moss-covered fields. I think I got that backwards, but you get the general idea there.
Kennedy, what's in store for us today?
Well, tonight we're going to talk about duck hunting. It's almost that time of year when people will be getting out there in the duck blinds and waiting for the ducks to fly over there.
Would you give us a little bit, say, for the novice, the amateur, the beginner, how does a beginner learn to call a duck?
Well, first thing, there are several ways of calling a duck. There's the obvious, here, ducky, ducky, ducky.
Is this the beginner's way?
That is from nowhere, believe me. You won't get any results at all when you call a duck that way.
When you're planning a duck hunt or going out into the duck blinds, is it?
Yeah, blinds.
What would you suggest the best preparation?
Well, first of all, you got to have a gun.
Well oiled?
Well, usually I am by the time I get out there. But oh, the gun, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
With, I'm sure, owl oil.
With owl oil, yes. No, I wouldn't use that. You won't hit anything if you use that.
Mr. C.B. Clyde agrees with you.
Anyway, you take this, you got to have a gun, you know, the right caliber. Then, of course, you have to have the duck blind. Then, of course, it's important that you have about two great big half-gallon thermos bottles full of hot coffee. And also a half a loaf of bread in reserve, some nice meat kept on ice there, a few pickles, potato chips, and a little cake, something sweet there to nibble on for dessert, and plenty of crispy things like celery, radishes, and things of that nature.
Aside from being a Terpsichorean, I understand that you're also an Epicurean, Mr. Lumpluff.
That's right, yes.
Well, how else do you call? You were kidding, of course, when you say here.
Yes, usually I call ducks the other way.
How do you call it?
Like this.
What's the other way, huh? What are you doing on the telephone, Mr. Lump Lump here?
Hello, Oliver. How are you? Yeah, this is Ken Lump Lump. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Well, that was Oliver Duck. He's a friend of mine. I was calling him on the phone.
That's a little bit ridiculous. Now, can you give us an example? Give us a real duck call.
You want a real legitimate duck call?
Give us a duck call.
Okay, guaranteed to bring results.
Right.
Here we go.
All right.
Here, look at that.
What's that flying in the studio?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Now, wait a minute. That's not a duck. What is that?
I attracted the NBC peacock.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as we slowly approach eventide and the hands of the clock gradually work on towards midnight, let us remind all lovers listening, tonight, whether you're out with a Casanova or a drip, make sure you have along with you your wise potato chip.
Irresistible always. And in all ways, irresistible. Wise potato chips are the party food that every guest is sure to be tempted by. Old friends, and strangers as well, find Wise potato chips just too good to resist. So crisp and golden, they make for party time popularity all around. The fresh, full flavor of Wise potato chips goes perfectly with all party beverages and with all other party foods. They're the finest potato chips made. So if you're planning a party, or if you have friends who just might drop in, you'll want to have plenty of Wise potato chips on hand. Just be sure the brand you have is Wise, because Wise potato chips are... irresistible always. And in all ways, irresistible.
You may tell in the background of the crowd and noise and everything that I am here now, ladies and gentlemen, among a group of very, very distinguished people. There's a good group around me. We're speaking to you from the beautiful new Cornucopia supermarket located out here at 14th and Cloud Ground in Washington, D.C. This is one of the most exciting and one of the newest and most modern, fantastically beautiful new supermarkets that's just opened up. The aisles are number 52 in all. 52 aisles with everything from canned sardines to imported bitsi. It's that's the Filipino dessert made up of old run right. I think that right now I'd like to talk, if I could, to the manager of this beautiful store, Mr. Kurt Cash. Kurt?
How do you do, sir? Mr.
Scott. Willard Scott.
Willard?
Scott.
Mr. Scott.
Yeah, it's
Scott.
A beautiful store you have.
Thank you. We're very proud of our new establishment here and hope it'll be a...
I've never seen a store that has quite as much class as this store seems to have. It's one of the most beautiful stores that I've ever seen.
We're
I'm
proud
sure
of our clients.
All of us are
going. Mommy, come on. Follow me. I got the car here. Put that grocery cart down, Junior, please.
Kids will be kidding.
Kids will be
the grocery cart. They're wheeling it around.
Would you tell us a little bit about the store? For instance, what are some of your most exciting features?
Well, we pride ourselves on having the most up-to-date market in the country here. One of our big features, of course, is the magic carpet door. That is, when people are leaving the supermarket with their arms full of groceries, they don't have to elbow the door open. You see, it automatically opens.
That is very time-consuming, of course,
yes.
And, of course, such a convenience to have in the store.
Oh, just a moment. Here's an elderly lady just leaving the counter. Watch this. She's going out.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure. I'll be back
soon. Apparently, something's a little bit wrong.
I think
here.
They wired the door up backwards and it
hit her right
opening.
In the mouth. Would you help her up there?
Mark, love
yeah.
to you, guys.
Take that can of green beans
that.
Out of her middle there, I think.
Terrible. That's very disgraceful. I'm sorry.
It smashed right up against your belt buckle there, didn't it?
Well, that's too bad. But usually it works fine. They just wired it up backwards and it opened the wrong way.
I see. Well, it's wonderful. Let's step on over here to
the. Come on, Molly. Let's go back to the bakery department here.
Put that grocery cart down, Junior. Leave
alone. I don't know what we're going to do with that kid there, the grocery cart.
Moving now with our portable microphone going across this beautiful, brand-new modern supermarket with Mr. Kurt Cash, the manager of the store. We are now approaching the meat department. As all of us know, the product of meat or the meat department of any store is the one drawing factor that really brings the people in, right?
That's right, yes. Meat, we think, is the freshest anywhere in this part of the country.
What kinds of meat do you all carry?
We have two grades of meat. We have the budget beef for the average buyer, and then we have the special grade A meat for those who are, you know, picky about the
meat. If I wanted to come in and say, get a special cut of lamb chop or roast, would you all do that for me?
Certainly, yes.
Also, we have the budget meat. Right.
If you just came in and said, I'd like to have a steak.
Excuse me, but I would like to have a pound of beef, please, thank you.
Oh, that's right. He wanted a pound of beef.
Yeah, this way.
Coming right up, sir.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, he used the budget beef, as you could tell.
Well, at least it's fresh.
Oh, yes.
I don't want no horse meat.
Well, you have a small idea of the way our supermarket works. We're very proud of it here.
We've been talking to Mr. Kurt Cash here at this beautiful, brand-new Cornucopia supermarket that's now operating down here.
Look at me in the cart, boy.
Junior,
I'm really pushing this cart around here. Look at you. You're going right here.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Well, so we sort of put the cork back in another one for this evening. I want to thank you very much for listening, for Willard Scott and for Ed Walker. These are the names of some of the people who made tonight's program possible. Personally, we're getting pretty sore about the lack of cooperation concerning this show.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The engineer on the Joy Boys does some early Christmas shopping tonight on NBC.